Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. We're going to be hearing today all about the Great American Trailer Park Musical, currently being staged at City Stage at 21 North Front Street. They always do the most interesting off-the-wall musicals. And it is directed by Don Baker, choreographed by Jason Acock, and directed by the amazing Chiaki Ito. I have three people here today to share with us the story of the Great American Trailer Park Musical. Justin Smith, who, by the way, is also the artistic director for City Stage, Amy Tipton, and Patrick Basquill. So first of all, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, all right, thank you. Patrick chiming in there. All right, first of all, you have a great cast, and you have what I hear is a very funny story with music and dance as well. Give us a feeling for the setting of this musical. Tell us about the Great Trailer Park, what its name is, where it is, and what does it feel like if folks drive in?
It's Armadillo Acres.
Armadillo Acres?
Is the name of the trailer park, set in Stark, Florida, which is in northern Florida. It's a close-knit, small community. It's centered around a couple who has been living there for 20 years, and the wife has agoraphobia, and Norbert, the husband, has decided that he's tired of her having agoraphobia, so he goes out one night and he meets a stripper.
Exotic dancer.
Exotic dancer. And it is some exotic dancing up there, trust me. And he meets them and meets her, and they fall kind of head over heels, and she's got a crazy boyfriend that kind of comes in and messes things up a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. So you play Norbert, Justin.
I play Norbert.
You are the guy who has the agoraphobic wife. And who plays your wife?
Kendra Gearing. Amazing.
She is great.
Yeah.
So agoraphobic means she's terrified to ever leave the trailer.
She hasn't left the trailer in 20 years. She battles that through most of the show.
Okay. Now, we do get to see her. She does come out of the trailer to sing for us.
The trailer is cut in half. So you see the inside of the trailer, and that's where you see her. So the trailer's cut in half, and she's inside the trailer. But yes, the majority of the first act and much of the second act, she's trying to get out.
It's
her struggles, and I've set a deadline of our anniversary, our 20th anniversary, to do that.
Now, since you've been living there for 20 years, Norbert, have you like planted flowers outside your trailer and everything, or kind of never got around to it?
There's a couple flowers somewhere, but there are definitely a couple pink flamingos
that we planted
the planters.
Yeah.
And I think a kerosene tank.
A kerosene tank. That's a very scenic thing.
It's very classy.
Well, let's talk also with Amy Tipton and Patrick Basquill. And Amy, you play the exotic dancer.
Yes, ma'am.
Not the stripper.
No.
Tell us a bit about your character.
Pippi is kind of a wild card. I think she has a very good heart, and so she genuinely falls in love with Norbert Garstecki. But just in true Southern redneck fashion, hilarity and chaos always follows her around.
Now, you have a boyfriend. Is that the loose cannon that is standing next to you?
Ex-boyfriend.
Oh. That was never verified with me. So.
Oh.
You know. That's why I'm in such a state, because she has left me, and it's very confusing for me.
Oh.
I'm very angry about it also, so there's that.
Yeah. Now, I've been told that it's sort of like watching an episode of Dr. Phil or the old, was it Jerry Springer
Jerry
show?
Springer,
in fact,
yes.
there's a scene that is a takeoff. The great Michelle Reeve plays the host, which would more like be Sally Jesse Raphael, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And we get called in as the cheating husband and girlfriend with the agoraphobic housewife. So
she
it's a whole
has
show
to get out
on,
of the trailer and go to the television
studio.
She's not
allowed to come. It's actually
her dream sequence.
It's a dream sequence.
Right.
But
and it's called The Great American TV Show.
Right.
I see.
Right. But there's tears, there's laughter during it. There's fighting.
There's
a great cat fight.
There is
a big
some
cat
fighting.
Fight.
I get involved.
Oh, so it's the Tomcats and, okay, all right. Everybody's getting in there. There are a lot of other interesting characters in the show, and we're going to talk about them in just a moment, but I just want to remind you, if you're just tuning in, you're hearing the voices of Justin Smith, who plays the role of Norbert in the Great American Trailer Park Musical at City Stage, also Amy Tipton, who plays Pippi, the exotic dancer, and Patrick Basquill, plays Duke, her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend. It's not clear, but he still wants to be with her. I'm getting the feeling. So, yeah. The show has run already for a couple of weekends? Or
This is the third weekend.
Okay, so you can still see the show tonight through Sunday night at 8, though the tickets are going fast.
They are.
And they do have one more weekend next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all shows at 8 o'clock. I'll tell you at the end of the interview how to get tickets. You have a stellar group of actors and singers and dancers in this. So let's talk about the other folks that are in the show, the roles they play. So describe the characters and then say who's playing the role.
Sure. There's the Greek, we call it the Greek chorus. And Don Baker often compared the whole show to kind of a offbeat Greek tragedy in a redneck way. The Greek chorus is about three of my favorite, the whole cast is some of my favorite people in Wilmington. But Michelle Reif, who plays Betty, who is the matriarch of the trailer park. She's been there the longest and has been there, and she's amazing. Heather Setzler brings all of her music ability and quite a deadpan comedic talent that is amazing.
She is so funny.
She plays linoleum because she was born on the kitchen floor. And then Madison Moss, formerly Madison Weidberg, who is just precious as pickles.
Pickles.
With, yeah, pickles.
It's actually Donna, but everyone calls
Donna.
Her
Donna, but everyone calls her Pickles because she is hysterically pregnant.
Oh.
She is pregnant, but not really pregnant, we think.
But
something like that.
We'll see.
Pregnant, something
but
happens
not
there.
Really. Yeah, she will.
There's lots of surprises.
Oh, my God. I'm pregnant, but maybe not really pregnant. A boyfriend, but not really, maybe really a boyfriend.
Right.
But there's a lot of, it seems like a lot of nuance and a lot of depth to the show.
A lot of drama.
There's a lot of subtlety. It's very real.
Very real. Patrick's character, Duke, it should be mentioned, has a bit of a marker sniffing problem.
I do, yes. Yes,
also.
It's a serious thing.
A marker sniffing problem.
Yeah.
Do not try that at home.
Do not. No, especially not with Sharpies. They are potent.
And I did notice that you've got kind of a lot of black around your nostrils. I didn't want to say anything.
That is my attempt to grow a mustache.
I thought it was marker marks. Okay,
no,
what
haven't.
Can I say? Kind of like Marky Mark, marker marks.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, all right.
That's
so good.
Sad.
March 26th is last time I shaved.
If you guys can see this, it's really sad and pitiful.
It's really patchy.
Oh, Lordy.
It's kind of like invisible from 6 feet away. But that's okay. But I did see some blackness there, so we'll count it. So we have Kendra Garen Garrett. We have Michelle Reif, Heather Setzler, Madison Moss, Britt Garner. Where's Britt Garner?
Britt actually is amazingly understudied both Heather and Michelle's role, and actually has had to step in for Michelle. Last Saturday, Michelle had a wedding to go to and then is doing this Sunday's show also. And she's
also killing it.
She does
a
really
incredible.
Lovely job.
So she's not only part of the Greek chorus, but she also runs the Great American TV show.
She does the TV show. She does the Betty role. Mm-hmm. She's done it on there. And really, the three of them are on stage almost and involved in almost every song.
They explain the story and kind of help move us along.
Play different characters.
And keep everyone laughing.
Like move it along, folks.
Yes.
Like move it along.
That's right.
It's fantastic.
Now talk about the music and the dancing.
Am I the person to talk about this?
Yeah. Now, Justin, you have a big dance solo, right?
I do have a big dance.
Oh,
if you want to call it a dance solo, I work really hard at both singing and dancing, and that's the best I can say about either one of those two things. But I do. I bring back some of the 80s and a little Michael Jackson.
He brings it back.
You guys, mm-hmm. Is there anyone else I'm drumming up as you guys are watching me?
maybe
I can't think
Devo,
of a little maybe. Devo.
Yeah.
I have a big dance solo.
Mr. Roboto.
Roboto.
Yeah. I know. I said Roboto.
And it's all got a little Saturday Night Fever feel to it on top of it. So it's been a pleasure. Fortunately, that's probably the reason why I helped cast the rest of the people, because they're all amazing singers and movers, and it kind of offsets my roughness.
Well, in a show like this, we're all having so much fun, and we're trying not to laugh. And so the good news is, regardless of who sings the best and who sings the worst, we all stay in character, and you will believe every second.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, well, and there's a lot of heart to this show.
Yes.
Also, I mean, it's not, I think that's what sneaks up on people more than anything, that there's some real honesty in the relationships, mm-hmm. even as outrageous as the situation and kind of lines are.
Yeah.
So it's really cool, and it's done to perfection by these guys. It's really beautiful.
So although it's so funny, there's heart, and each one of you has to be completely in the moment and committed to your character and not stepping aside and laughing at yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
You have to play it as if this is real life for you. This is, and some of it's pretty dramatic. quick and hard on you, you know, when you don't know if your girlfriend loves you anymore or not.
You just don't know sometimes.
You just don't know.
You got to go hunt her down, sniff some markers, okay. Kill some animals.
He does all of them.
Does he like eat a lot of roadkill?
There's a song called Roadkill. His song is called Roadkill.
Oh, my God. God. It sounds like this is a show that if you love the whole idea of this, the Great American Trailer Park musical, Armadillo Acres in Stark, Florida, with an outrageous cast of characters, a show with a lot of heart, a show with a lot of comedy, a show with some great singing and dancing, especially watch for Justin's solo. There are two more weekends for the show, tonight and Saturday and Sunday at 8 o'clock, and also next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 8 o'clock. All shows at City Stage, 21 North Front Street. You can get your tickets by calling 910-264-2602. Again, 264-2602. Or go online, citystagenc.com. Thank you, guys. It was a blast to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
Really, seriously, it is so great that you're able to do this for
us.
Yes, thanks.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure entirely. Ooh, I could get a job at Chick-fil-A. My pleasure.
My pleasure.
My pleasure.
Yes.
All right. This is WHQR.